Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. This is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Tips. How are you today? If my voice sounds a little different, it's because I battle an allergy right now. Not too bad, but no, I've had worse. But I'm thankful for the Lord. I can do this program. And I just pray that today's lesson will be an encouragement to many of you. And I trust your week's been fine. I just trust that all has gone well with every one of you. This lesson today is taken from the Old Testament. I got the idea from this lesson. I got the idea for this particular lesson while sitting in service this past Sunday. Every week I always try to think about what will God have me say about on my program. And this somehow this came to me. It's the topic is called God Uses Many Kinds of People. I'm not sure if I ever spoken on anything regarding this. Maybe I have, I don't know. But this was impressed upon me all during the week, so I prepared for it. God gave me an idea for this lesson. We're reading from the first book of Samuel, the 16th chapter, 1 Samuel 16, and we start with verse 6 and we go to verse 13. When they came, they looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look upon his appearance or height of his stature, for the Lord sees his mercy. Look on the outward appearance." The Lord called the men and said, "He has looked on this one." And Jesse made Shammah passed by, and he said, "Yes, the Lord was in this one." Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not shown, the Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel just said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send him and bring him here, for we will not sit down until he comes." He sent and brought him. Now he was ready and had beautiful eyes. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from day forward. Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. As I went to the lesson, I chose the title I mentioned earlier, God Uses Many Kinds of People. If you read all through, not only biblical history, but all through humankind, people who are, ordinary people that have extraordinary things, marvel at them, how the Sphinx was built. You go to many parts of the country, different parts of the world, look at the how many people build tremendous kingdoms. I look at the many cultures of society, build cathedrals, and many inventions have gone on. The printing press is one of the greatest inventions that ever happened. We wouldn't have the printed word as we have now. One thing God uses is people who, for the world standard, they don't have all the quote unquote qualifications. Well, the thing about God is he doesn't matter what qualifications you have or what you don't have. You know, God looks on your heart. God looks at the quality of the person. This is why I think the key verse here is verse 7. When the Lord says to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look upon the outward appearance, but the Lord looks upon the heart." You know, that's how God looks. And there are many examples of that. Look at the apostles. You know, most of them fishermen. They were common everyday men, but yet they turned the world upside down. And look at Moses. He thought Aaron was better able to lead because he could speak better. But as you go through the story, you know what happened with Aaron. You know, when time came where he had to stand up and tell the people to build the golden calf, he was under their will. But God knew this all along. And even in this section, Saul, he didn't do what the Lord complete what the Lord had told him to do. And so the Lord rejected him. Now you look at David, he was the youngest. He was ruddy. Ruddy means red. He had kind of a reddish. I have to assume he was fair skinned. And he was handsome. And from the moment on, Saul was fearful of him. I'd like to remind you that many people God uses are not famous. You know, they may not have the education, they may not have a lot of social status. You know, they may be common or maybe ordinary people. I remember a pastor in one church that I used to attend. He never attended seminary. You know, he came straight from the business world. God called him. He came straight from the business world. There were many people who never went to a seminary, or maybe they didn't go to college, or maybe everybody worked people. But God called them. When God called them, you know, they answered the call. You look at all the great souls movement that we've had. You know, was it done by those in power? No, it was done by people, common people who saw the things that they needed. They saw what was wrong, and they did some ways to correct to improve their situation. And that's how God uses people to advance his kingdom. It isn't always what you have. You know, it's how God looks upon your heart. I'm pretty sure you know people who had an impact on you, you know, changed the course of your life. It could have been a parent, could have been a teacher or a coach or a neighbor or a good friend. Could have been anybody. I'm pretty sure they weren't famous, but they had, they saw something in you that maybe you didn't see in yourself. And that's how God knows all about you. He knew about you before you were even created. God sees things in you that you may not even see yourself, or you may not even know exist at the present time. as I'd say, sometimes God doesn't always show his hand, because sometimes, you know, if we kind of shrink away from what God calls us, you know, we may see what God really calls us for, and some of us might run away. For sure of that, but you have to remember, God has his hand on us. One thing in God's economy, you know, often people who chose are not the strongest, they're not the smartest. They may not have Hollywood looks. But it's a person who has a right heart toward God. This is what David had. I mean, this is the reason why he was chosen. His heart was right. As well as a man after God's heart. And he did that all through his days. Then we get back to the thing of people, God using people. I mentioned Moses, he didn't think he could speak. He stuttered. Amos was a sheep farmer. Jeremiah, he thought he was too young. You know, some people think, I'm sure some people might think that they're too old. You know, some people might think they don't have any kind of special ability. But everybody has some kind of ability. You know, God can put something in you. He can put something in you. A few years ago, I began writing poetry. Now, I dabbled in poetry for years, you know. But before that, I had written maybe a dozen poems in my life up to that point. You know, that's pretty good. But then one day, it had me to write poems. And since then, I've written over 100 poems. No, that's how it is. That's how God is. And the one thing is to look at how God can use the abilities that you do have. As I mentioned, there are a lot of your social groups people with different abilities. Somebody could probably could probably go out and do have volunteer and round up people. Andrew is a good example. When we saw Jesus, he rounded up all people. His Peter, his brother. Andrew was good at that. There's somebody who could make phone calls. There's people who could go on speaking engagements, go on doors. Everybody has some kind of talent. Some people outspeak the groups. Some people can kind of get behind something, work on a project. Some people are good at coordinating. Some people are good at managing. Whatever ability that you have, I can use whatever ability that you do have. It's important not to minimize whatever abilities that you have, because they can be useful. And even if you haven't used it in years, you'll discover it too, because it's hurt. Maybe you learned it years ago, it doesn't mean at some point in life you won't be able to use it. I can use one example. I took a first aid course in a freshman year in high school. It was 7 years later that I was able to put that learning that knowledge into use. I had it severely cut hand. He was going into shock. I was able to stabilize him, wrap his wound until medical help could come. And so there's whatever you learn, it's not for naught. You can always use that. There always comes a day you may have to use that ability. One thing we've had a lot of issues is a lot of changes in society. A lot of changes in society by people who are No, they weren't any people who were just plain ordinary people. But today's society, it seems like it seems like everybody has to be a celebrity, or you have to be look right, or you have to, be in a particular group or a particular. But God, that's not the way God looks at things. The way God looks at things, is quite different from the way the world looks at things. It says in Isaiah, God's ways are our ways, and He's not our thoughts. And I think about, many people who helped me out a lot. I'm pretty sure you think of people who touched your life. I'm pretty sure you look at people now, in a way they just touch you. You're just so impressed with them because they fit society standards. Is just what they've done, what brought to other people's lives. I think one of the aspects of my life, being transgender, I remember when I came out, liberating, I felt a completeness. But as I dug deeper in it, I said, well, God knew this was already in me. And it was time for me to live the life, come out as a transgender person. Just because one person has one ability doesn't mean it overrides somebody else's different ability. Same fruits of the Spirit. Some people have different spirits. People have different fruits. Some people have different strengths. You look on the whole, it really doesn't matter what strengths. It's just the fact that God gave them to you and God can use them. One other aspect, too, is I need, when I always share with people, be who you are. Nobody's a mistake. Be who you are. You got abilities, you got talents. Okay, maybe the world doesn't see it. Maybe the world doesn't see it, but God sees it. When you had gay liberation, one of the reasons you had that was people just got tired and fed up. And they said, enough is enough. And a transgender woman and a drag queen are the ones who stout said, this is enough. They took front and center. They stepped up and they changed the whole course of the gay movement. And all through the years, there have been many movements all over the world now. Now countries are talking about these things. They have Pride Month coming up in a couple of weeks, so a little bit of a lead in that. But I think now, this is God's way of saying that we're just as valuable in His sight as anybody else. And also we have something new, you challenge the status quo. Now what does this have to do with God using any kinds of people? Well, God used people who, all through history, God used people who were gender variant or their sexuality was different from the norm. But in God, it wasn't a big deal to Him. The thing is God, God's you people, as long as the heart was right. It gets back to that verse 7. God looks upon the heart. Now a person has what he looks like, what he or she looks like, or where they come from, or whether they have the credentials. And one thing I need to point out also is that no minimize anything that any ability that you have. Don't say you're too old. Don't say you're too young. Don't say you don't have any ability. You know, if you're a child of God, you're a Christian, you know God will give you something on your heart to do. Could be teaching some children. You know, it could be helping out at a food program, you know, helping out of being a volunteer. You know, help out with a project, a building project, or a scouting project even. Where I am, we have a scout troop is welcoming to all. We welcome all boys and girls, people of various genders and sexualities. And I know some might feel that, you know, you might throw away religion because of some of the things you heard, but as I say, religion is man-made. You know, what God uses many times, people use it to this. It's so important whether anybody else likes it or not. It's the fact, if you do it well, God will use you. And Jesus is a good example. I mean, he wasn't part of the religious establishment, but he turned the whole world upside down. He brought a new way. He was doing God's will. And that's the challenge for all of us. You know, let God use us in the way he sees fit. You know, God uses many kinds of people, regardless of your race, regardless of your gender or your sexuality, irregardless of what you have or what you don't have. Just like David, you know, he was the lowest, he was the youngest guy, but God, youngest person in Jesse's family, but he was the one that got anointed. Why? Because his heart was right. And God can use us in many miraculous ways. And I leave you with this thought today is, you know, pray today. Just ask God to give you, you know, to give you something that you can do. Now let God lead you to the place where he will have you, you know. Maybe it might be some project that you know could use your abilities. Or maybe you don't even know. Maybe you might learn to pick up new skills. I remember when I just volunteer work, you know, I did volunteer calls, you know. I admit it wasn't, when I started out, it wasn't one of my favorite ones. Because I kind of like to be in the background, but once I started, I found that I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking with people, sharing their thoughts and concerns and everything, and I found it a joy. Public speaking is something that I enjoy also. And there are a lot of things I'm pretty sure many of you have different abilities and things that you enjoy, but God can use them. And I'd just like to say that, you know, trust God, ask him to give you put you in a place where you can use abilities. One more thing, those of you who are retired. It's not the end of the road. You know, there's people out there. There's some young people out there really need to know your experience, to share your experience. I had a friend tell me I should write down an experience where it plays about the experiences of my life, which is what I'm doing now. You know, so our look at life as chapters. You know, God used in different ways. You know, now that I'm retired, there's another chapter in my life. You know, so retirement is not the end of life, you know. It's just the end of one phase of your life, and then you move on to another one. Now, there's still many, many things, many challenges, many wonderful things that can be done in God's name. I'd like to thank you once again for being here, and I'd just like to say that you, this love has helped somebody here. And this is Genevieve with Genevieve's Gems. If you want to get a hold of me, you can go to my Facebook account, facebook.com/Jenny/Usling/Rose.